As World War II raged in Europe and in the Pacific, scientists worked to develop a nuclear weapon that could end that war. Part of the testing took place here on the western edge of the Great Salt Lake Desert. We go there on this edition of The American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV. And you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
When the U.S. entered World War II after the bombing of Pearl Harbor, activity at the Wendover Air Base quickly grew. As Landon Wilkie shares, there was already a small town here that began to grow with the growing base.
As the base grew, there actually was already the State Line Hotel and Casino right there on the border. So you had the casino on the Nevada side, walk down the hallway, and you could stay and have dinner on the Utah side, which the servicemen enjoyed.
Today, several large casinos are here in this town that straddles the state border. Early in World War II, the base became an important center for air training.
We were training these heavy bombers until early 1944. We had enough of those overseas that they said, you're going to be a fighter training base. We had P-47 Thunderbolts for a little while, but by 1944, Wendover was selected to train the Atomic Mission Unit.
This new unit was designated the 509th Composite Group and began to arrive in the fall of 1944. The number of service members actually decreased as they concentrated on the secretive atomic weapon program.
We didn't have a hangar yet for their big B-29s that they were flying. They were the first that we'd had here. They broke ground in October for our new hangar, which we now call the Enola Gay Hangar, and that was completed by March 1st in 1945.
As new, larger hangars were constructed, selection of the planes to fly here was made.
It was during that time they went to Omaha, Nebraska, to the Glenn L. Martin Aircraft Plant and handpicked their B-29s off the line. Those are what came to be known as the Enola Gay, the boxcar, and the 13 other modified silver plate B-29s of the 509th Composite Group.
The work at Wendover was part of Project Alberta, the final steps for the Manhattan Project to deliver a nuclear weapon for use in war. That part of the story next time as we travel the countryside in Wendover, Utah. I'm Andrew McCrae.